April 19th. Christian, dost thou feel them? How they work within, striving, tempting, luring, goading into sin. Christian, never tremble, never be downcast. Gird thee for the battle, watch and pray and fast. Andrew of Crete, hymn. I was beginning to weaken. I was tired of keeping a diary of every bite I was putting into my mouth, tired of dieting. The box of candy seemed to emit a beckoning glow. I picked up one of the smallest pieces, just one, and my hand started up the familiar route to my mouth. God help me, I wailed, dropping the candy and running into my bedroom. I sat down on the bed, my depression making me feel even heavier. I'd made it, this time, but there would be other times, and I'd never be strong enough to resist them all. Self-loathing, the dieter's most deadly disease, filled my heart. I decided to busy myself by cleaning out my bedroom closet. I lugged out an old cardboard box, wondering what was in it, and in a heavy plastic bag I found my wedding dress. I took it out and fondly ran my hands over the soft white material. Then, impulsively, I held the dress in front of me and walked to the mirror. As I looked at my reflection, I thought of all the years and pounds that had accumulated since my wedding day. I felt especially favored and loved that shining day by both my husband and God. My self-esteem had been high. Now it was at an all-time low, buried under poor eating habits and lack of self-discipline. Yes, I'd been deeply loved that day, and my mirror reflected my expression of hope and joy. I was still deeply loved by my husband and children, my friends, and most of all, by God. And if they loved me, well, I loved me too. I hung the dress in a prominent place in my closet. One day I'd fit into it again, and rushed into the kitchen, past the candy, to my diary. The entry didn't take long. 3 p.m. I am surrounded by love, and love and I will handle temptations together. Father, thank you for love, both human and divine, that gives me the strength to handle temptations.